Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
We have the great pleasure to speak to this gentleman from time to time. He is active for in our Camp Out for Hunger year after year after year, and is just one of the best guys we've ever met. And he is in the Hall of Fame, which is a beautiful thing. The Basketball Hall of Fame. He's been elected into the 2021 lineup of people joining that. Please give some love. Mr. Jay Wright is with us this morning. Jay.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Great to be with you.
Man, it's awesome to have you on. I'm sure you've heard it over and over, but congratulations, man. This is just, this is massive.
Thank you, man. It's very cool, and I hope you guys feel a big part of it. They made sure that when they announced me that one of the big factors in getting into the hall was my Papa Shot championship.
Excellent. Of course they would. I mean, obviously. I mean, it's been a sort of a defining moment in your career. And that's when things started to take off.
They listed that first in my accomplishments. And I think they took great pride because no one ever in the Hall of Fame won a Papa Shot championship at Camp Out for Hunger.
Yeah. No. And you have to be extra thrilled to get in the same year that Tina Turner is as well.
That's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, is that?
That's a wrong Hall of Fame.
I'm sorry.
Same type of honor.
Yeah. I forgot which.
We should have her come to Camp Out some year and do the Papa Shot.
You know what, Jay, did you start hearing rumblings in years past? Because it seems to work that way. Like you'll hear, oh, man, you almost got in. You weren't quite, you know, or were you blindsided by this?
No, that's exactly how it happened. Preston, a year ago, we were named a finalist, and I didn't even know how it worked. You know, I didn't know how it worked. I asked our sports information director, Mike Shaw, what does that mean? Like, you're a finalist, you know? He's like, well, then they vote, and that was a year ago. And so I was like, all right. I didn't know when the vote was. That it went by. I didn't give in. I said, all right, good. And then they said you were finalist again this year. And then they start contacting you and say you're going to get a call on Wednesday and hold this weekend in case you are a finalist, but then in case you're inducted, hold this weekend. You got to come up Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. And then, you know, you get the call on they said you'll get a call between 12 and 2, and I got a call 11:59 on Wednesday. And, you know, you know that possibility is coming, but when they say that to you, it's emotional. It's pretty it's not something you think about or even aspire to. You know, you think, you know, you could be dead when they do that, so you don't have to think about that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So it was overwhelming, to be honest with you.
You know, it's weird because we've gotten accolades for the show, you know, over the years, and I'm sure Preston will agree with this. It always seems like whenever we get them, someone's going to burst into from the back of the room and go, no, no, it was a mistake. They were mistallied or whatever. And with all your obvious and verifiable accomplishments, I think probably your humility, you know, it's probably a double-edged sword because it makes it hard to sort of wrap your mind around something like this, correct?
That's exactly right, Steve. That is exactly right. And, you know, I went up there this weekend, you know, and you're with you know, Bill Russell and Rudy Tomjanovich and Chris Webber and the other guys that are in your class, you know, and Paul Pierce, and I'm like a kid in a candy store. Yeah. You know, I'm just like, this, they're talking basketball and, you know, historical things, and you're with legends, and you just don't. You don't think of yourself that way, and I don't want to either. I just, you know, I like, you know, I like being the coach of Villanova. To me, is enough, and being a part of the Big Five is enough. So, I hear you on that, Steve. I know what you're saying. Like, when you get those awards, it's just tough to get your mind around it.
Did you by chance see the article that Mike Jensen wrote about your early days of coaching in the Inquirer? I'm sure you must have gotten wind of it, correct?
I you know what I did. My daughter graduated from college yesterday, so I'm down here. We stayed at the Union League last night. And we had a good long night last night at the cigar bar. So I haven't seen anything yet. Would they anything crazy?
No. I found it was fascinating, and all, you know, it's a case of all the building blocks were there, and you're this, you know, the picture of you, you look like you're 11 years old, a dapper 11 year old, I'll say, but it's interesting to think also when you get awards like this from that young man, you see in the pictures and the stories told about your, you know, you're finding your feet, so to speak. And here, and you still have so much more left to do. You know, sometimes these accolades come and it's like, well, it's the ass end of the career and the time to hang it up. And you're still going great guns. So you got to reconcile that as well.
Exactly. It's going to be cool that the enshrinement is in September. And I think it's kind of cool that it's at that time of year because, yeah, we got the Olympics coming up on July 2nd. We lead for that, and then that's till August 9th. That'll keep me busy. And then September, it's a great honor, but it'll get over with, and then we can get on to onto the season and get talking about our team again, you know. So it's worked out nice, man. I'm blessed, man. Just like Steve said, it's overwhelming. It's hard to get. You hate talking about it.
I'm sure you're going to have to.
I'll give you something else to talk about. First, congratulations to your daughter on graduating. And I know you were at Nova's graduation last week. And I live right near campus, and I've been walking around lately. It's so cool to see the kids who are graduating being able to be out and celebrating and taking pictures. And a lot of kids last year got robbed of it. So to be able to walk around Nova's campus right now and see these kids happy and outside and getting the photos taken like they deserve. And I know that the graduation at Villanova and your athletes, your players specifically, but just the students in general, has always meant a lot to you.
It's so true. Graduation day at Villanova is such a great day. And we always have a big luncheon before with all the families. We were allowed to have two parents at the graduation for each player. And then my daughter graduated from Penn, and they couldn't have any parents. So we actually sat outside Franklin Field. We all just sat outside waiting for them to come out. But even still, the fact that you could be outside and they could come out and, you know, you could hug them and hug everybody.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, all the things we miss, one of the things is just hugging people. I'm a hugger. My wife, used to tell me before, like, "Yo, you better cool out."
be looking at a lawsuit. Yeah,
I think that was one of the only things she was happy about with the pandemic. She's like, "All right, this nut's not going to be hugging people." But that's what I missed. I really missed seeing everybody hugging everybody. It was so cool at our graduation in Villanova and yesterday. Just everybody. I just feel like everybody was just letting loose and hugging, and I think the parties were even more inspired because they haven't been able to get out and do it. It's a nice time in our country right now.
It certainly is, and it feels good. And I want to ask you now, as you're looking at, you know, as going into the next season next year, when everything kicks back in again. How you're going to approach everything being much more open up, and what will you port from the stuff that you learned from the lockdown and different restrictions? Is there anything that you said to yourself while you were in the midst of coaching through all that I got to bring this out and use this from here on in?
Yeah, definitely, man. It was, I think I learned more as a head coach this year than any other year coaching. So because there are just so many different issues, and you really dealt with the players much. There was a number of times I said to the players, and at the beginning of the year I said, "Look, I know you think I'm nuts, and I'm all about team first, and I'm all about what you do for the team and your commitment to the team. But this year, it is not about the team. It's about you individually, your mental health, your safety. And I know you think I'm crazy and I'm not going to be able to do this, but it's the truth." And all during the year, I would say to them, when we had three different shutdowns and three different quarantines where they got put in hotels by themselves in their room for 12 days. And each time I said to them, "Look, if anybody wants to opt out, you're not letting the team down. You know, it's for your mental health, and we're all about it. We get it." Yeah. And I get it. And I'm not going to hold you responsible like you're letting anybody down. And it amazed me how much they love to play, how much they love each other, what they were willing to give up to play. And so going into this year, I realized, like, I think we were much more effective, like, just appealing to their love for the game and not us feeling like we have to drive them. You know?
Right, right.
I learned that so much. I wish I would have learned that earlier in my career.
Yeah, maybe you'd make it into the Hall of Fame if you did that.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of the abysmal failure that you are.
Now listen, Jay, when you coach at the level that you're coaching at, you know, you're coaching against other guys that know the sport, that know it, basketball inside and out. And so, you know, your knowledge of the game is not necessarily what gets you to the level that you're at, but, you know, or even keeps you at the level. But, you know, I guess your ability to continually learn and pivot because your players aren't around that long. So, you know, like, and as a father of three, I know that, like, I can't parent all three of my kids the same way because they are three different people. So you always have to continually learn how to, all right, you know, what's the best way to get to
this guy
or, you know, this group of guys. So your ability to adapt is amazing.
Now, that's exactly right. And you hit the key word. It is definitely like your kids. It's definitely like parenting because they're, you know, they're 18 to 22. We've all been there. We know what those years are like. And, you know, one of my favorite lines is, look, I was 18, 22 also, and I know at that time I thought I knew everything about what I was doing. And I know now I didn't know.
Jack S.
Poop about poop is what I said.
Yeah, no.
And I'm telling you, you don't know poop about poop, but just trust me. We're going to try to teach. We're with you. And every one of them is different, and you can't, it's not like the old days where you just say, like, I'm the coach, you're the player, just do what I say. You have to, and it's just like your kids now, you know, you got to treat each one of them differently, but there's got to be some certain core values. They're all the same, and certain expectations are the same. And it is so much like parenting. It really is. And that's what I love about it. I really do. I am so blessed at Villanova that we get kids come there knowing, all right, if I just want to go to the NBA and just be in college for 6 months, there's better places to do that. But if I want to go and be coached and be a student and go to class and try to put all that together, this is the place to do that. So we get a really special kind of kid, and the parents know it. That's what we're sending them there for. So we're really blessed with the kind of kids we get and the parents we have.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Jay, I wanted to ask about the specifics of being in the Hall of Fame and what all that means, like practically. Like, do they give you a plaque? Do you get a key to the washroom? I don't know what the Hall of Fame gets.
Do you get a mug?
Yeah.
No, presidency. I didn't either. I don't know any of this. And no one else does either. Everything's secretive, like the voting's secretive. You don't know who votes, so you can't find out anything, you know? But, you know, we went up there. They give us – the first thing they did was that we had a ceremony on Sunday where they present you with your jersey, your Hall of Fame jersey. You know, and I asked, like, do we take this home with us or do we leave this here? I don't know. And it's not like I hang out with Hall of Famers. No one ever tells me anything. So – then you go up on in September and they do a thing. They give you a Hall of Fame ring. They fit you for your ring and a Hall of Fame jacket. And then they have exhibit in the Hall of Fame about you. And you know, so the people that were inducted this year, it was cool. Kobe Bryant was inducted this year from Philadelphia, which is really cool. So you know, you get to see their exhibits up in I'm sure there's more to it. I don't know. I'll learn.
Sure. I mean, you're getting the ring. You're getting the jacket. I'm sure you're getting slacks and some shoes. You know, you got to have the whole outfit. But now, listen, I can't even imagine the concept of looking at an exhibit based on yourself, right. You know?
You're so true. Hey, but you know what they did tell me? What? You know what they did tell me? They want you to donate certain things to the Hall of Fame for your exhibit. And if I could donate that golden jock.
Oh, my God.
No, that would be awesome.
Know, so, like, accept that, but I really get it off my wall, to be honest. We'll see if they'll put that in there.
If we could memorialize that
can you see a tour group being led over to the J-Ride exhibit and the person starting to tell the story of the Golden Jock?
Well, when you would attach to it the absolute benevolent reason for its existence and the charity of feeding those who are in need, then it would make sense to have a Golden Jock.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
Wow. Hey, Coach, real quick. So you got Jermaine Samuels and Colin Gillespie returning. You guys are you're number three in all these preseason polls. So we knew that that you got some guys coming back. Can you tell us about any of the incoming freshmen that we don't know anything about yet?
Yeah, it's cool because we have one freshman, Angelo Brizzi from Virginia, who I've never met in person, and he has never seen our school in person.
Wow.
Because of the pandemic, the way the recruiting went, that's a first, man. Like, I haven't met his parents. You know, we've done 100 Zooms, but this is going to be cool. But they're going to come in June 1st, and they'll start. So he's a guard coming in.
Wow.
And we have Jordan Longino from Germantown Academy coming in. Nana Njoku, who's from Delaware, from Samford School, he's coming in. And then we did have Trey Patterson, who actually, because of the pandemic, he was such a good student, and they didn't know at Rutgers Prep whether they're going to have a high school season or not. He graduated at the end of his first semester of his senior year and came with us for the second semester of last year. So he'll, you know, be a freshman, but he did get to spend half a year with us, which was really valuable for him. So really good young guys, but a lot of, you know, veteran guys coming back. So we should have some depth. It should be a fun team this year.
When you are at Campus Corner Pizza, what is your standard order?
Oh, man. I love to get a pepperoni pizza and a cheesesteak and eat both of them together. That's my favorite.
And it's a Philly taco, right?
Yeah, it's a Philly taco.
Yeah,
you know what, John? I walk out of there with a tub. Nick, you got to get this there.
Okay.
I walk out of there with a tub of their Caesar salad dressing. It's unbelievable. I eat it. Like, he gives me a tub when I leave, and then I bring an empty one back for him.
See, I've only gotten the honey mustard from there.
He is the nicest guy. He's a huge Philly sports fan. He's got pictures of Jay and Raleigh and, you know, Nova championships, but, you know, Eagles and Phils and everything. And it's such a great place to go. Obviously, a lot of students love going there. And Jay, he serves a mighty big scoop of ice cream. I don't know if you've ever gotten a cone, but it's not a standard cone.
Awesome. And the milkshakes are great, too, man. That's during the pandemic. Some people put on 35, or some people got really good shape and lost 35. Like, I did not get in good shape. I'm working it back right now.
Jay, I wanted to let you know that I took my son to Hershey Park on Friday. It was kind of a class trip, and they had all the eighth grade boys out there, and they were shooting this. It was like a free throw competition where if you won, you won a basketball of your choice. And the amount of Villanova basketballs that were bouncing around that park would have made you so proud on Friday.
Oh, I love that, man. That makes my heart feel good, man. It makes my heart feel good. Those guys were able to get up to Hershey Park, and it's open, and they're out.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
It's great.
That is cool. God bless you, man. Good stuff.
Well, listen, Jay, we just wanted to congratulate you sort of in person, or at least, you know, directly, and we think it's well-deserved, and we know you're a very humble guy, so we wanted to throw that praise out there for you, because you walk the walk. You're a great guy. You've affected a lot of wonderful people in great ways throughout their lives, us included, so we're just happy you're here in Philadelphia.
You're
very, very, very proud of you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you counting me as part of the President Steve family, man.
That's absolutely right.
Thank you.
We love you. Jay Wright, guys. Thanks, Hall of Fame member, man. That's
great.
And I was reading a quote from Turner? No, Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry, who plays for the Raptors, and he said, Jay is one of the best coaches I've ever had and one of the best people I've ever known. He had said that he treated me like a son and helped me become the man I am today.
Wow.
He is truly a special person. That's a pretty huge thing for somebody to say, right?
There's, you know, and it's not unheard of that you have coaches who are just there for the win and don't worry about the development of these young men who are coming in and looking at their lives post-college and setting them off on a path where they can be, you know, respectable people and move on. And that's always, so it's clear when you talk to Jay, it's the whole person. It's not just their physical prowess that is, you know, that is determinant of how he treats them.
Nick, what was the name of that restaurant again you mentioned? Don't
Campus Corner. It's literally on the corner of Nova's campus.
Okay.
Great pies, really good ice cream.
You know, I realize, and I haven't taken advantage of it, you know, because I did hang out in a college, I didn't go to college, but I hung out in a college town.
Yeah.
All the great restaurants that serve college campuses.
Yes.
There needs to be a tour done of those around here. And I
think that's a good idea.
We're just the people to do that because you've got all of the campuses around here. And then you have the standard places that the students go to and hang that are the best. I mean, Kathy had Jake's. And
we're right up on City Line here with St. Joe's. I pass these places and I'm going, St. Joe's. I'm thinking, okay, which one of these places?
Larry's.
Is it?
You go to Larry's. That's where you get the cheesesteaks and stuff. And I lived 2 doors away from Marzella's at our Sinus College, which was like super important on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Trap Tavern wasn't your joint?
Well, no. I'm just talking about for like sandwiches and stuff.
Okay.
You know, no, Trap Tavern was definitely the spot to go to for wings on Wednesdays.
What about
10-cent wings?
The new, all the new stuff, I haven't had a chance to really peruse it, but all the new stuff that's over there at Villanova now.
Oh, the massive dorms. I was going to ask him about that because they've really expanded the campus.
It's like a
quite
city
a bit.
Now.
It is, and there are some eateries and restaurants. There's actually supposed to be not a fine dining, but a nice restaurant in there too. And they opened and then closed immediately because of the pandemic. You know, it's interesting though, Steve, that the expansion of that campus, that probably doesn't happen without Jay Wright. You know,
no,
the success that he brought to the school and just the notoriety in a really positive way. He's helped foster so many things like that indirectly that it's Villanova and the community around it have benefited because of his presence.
Absolutely. Somebody texted in and said, that Hall of Famer was real.
It was real.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.